Aisha Gulrehman has cerebral palsy. At 12, she was hit by a bullet outside her home in Pakistan's poor northwest. This Christian hospice has been her home for 10 years.
When I first came here, I couldn't do anything. Now I can eat by myself and I can write. Everybody here loves me and takes care of me. I wasn't looked after like this in my own home.
Like Aisha, all 40 patients here are destitute. Some of the paraplegics and quadriplegics have been abandoned. Sister Margaret Walsh and a team of Pakistani and international volunteers have been trying to keep St. Joseph's running. But after 50 years, donations are drying up. And bookkeeper Navid Indaryas says fuel, electricity, and medical costs are rising.
Yes, according to the our bank balances, we can survive only for the 5 months.
Although it cares for people of all religions, many think that as a Christian institution, Christians should raise the money. But sectarian violence has pushed many of Pakistan's wealthier Christians to depart, leaving few donors. While there are many charitable organizations in Pakistan, St. Joseph's is unique, says Dr. Munawar Sher Khan, a Muslim who has been involved with the hospice for 40 years.
There is no place, to my best of my knowledge, that helps the disabled, the chronically ill. They're rejected from other hospitals. They can't afford to go to hospitals. They can't afford expensive treatment.
Abler patients are encouraged to stay active. Mohammed Sohail was a young man when he dove into a lake and cracked his head on a rock, paralyzing him from the neck down.
I have no word to tell you, but these people, especially hospice, and they know what to do with me. Dressings, food, and other a lot of other things, especially need for patients. They provide us, and slowly, starting that day, I move my neck, my hand, my finger, and now I am like a big man.
Unfortunately, such success stories could soon be a thing of the past without donated funds to keep the doors open. Munawar still cannot believe it may come to pass.
Why are we closing? Insufficient funds? People don't care anymore? I care.
Sister Margaret Walsh says she will fight to keep the hospice open. Closing seems too painful an option. Sharon Bain, VOA News, Rawalpindi. Okay, so we know.